Welcome to Studio 86, in-depth discussions with RIT newsmakers. Come on inside.
Welcome inside Studio 86. I'm Mike Saffron of RIT University News, and joined in the studio today by Jean Fram, who is the J. Warren McClure Research Professor of Marketing in the E. Philip Saunders College of Business here at RIT. And today we will be talking about the economy, and in particular, holiday shopping as we enter the holiday shopping season. Joining me in the questioning today is Marcia Morphy, who covers the College of Business for University News Services. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Jean, talking about the holiday shopping season as we are talking to you today, early November, at the, I guess, the start of the season, now that Halloween's behind us, but some might say that the season, the holiday shopping season, is already well underway. How is it looking? We have high gas prices. But at the same time, the economy's not in bad shape. The stock market's doing well, so people look at their retirement portfolios, and they're not doing too badly. We just had a rate cut in the federal funds rate, so that'll have some impact on the economy. How is it looking for the holiday shopping season?
Well, I think you have to go back and look at what has happened literally in August, because at that time, retailers start to make comments as to how they see the season developing. And if you start in that period and bring it up to date, at best, I think we're in for a tepid Christmas season. I think there is consensus it's really not going to be a gangbuster or a robust Christmas season, because there are a number of things working at this time. One is the high gas prices, which affect the lower socioeconomic groups significantly. You have an increase in food prices. Just heard that they're expecting about a 5% increase for the year in food prices. I was shocked the other day when I went into my favorite supermarket and found the cholesterol-enhancing muffins had gone from 99 cents to $1.25. On a simple basis, that's slightly more than a 25% jump since the previous time I had purchased the muffin several weeks ago. So there are a lot of things working, especially in relation to people at the lower socioeconomic sectors of the economy, that indicate that we are going to have a tepid type of Christmas. Retailers are hesitant to talk about this early on, and when they started to talk about it and talk about inventory levels in August, it's a clear signal that things are not going to be as strong as they had hoped to be.
Gene, what stores could expect the biggest jump in sales during the holidays? Would it be discount stores or stores like Macy's?
Well, the group that's been doing well for the past several years, but it has seen a slight fall off in September, are the luxury stores. Again, they, although they, as I indicated, there has been a fall off with that particular group in last month or two, I think we can still expect them to show a better showing than the mass marketers, the Walmarts, the Targets, the Ollies, and the others. So we're living in a two-level society with people who are doing very well financially, whose portfolios have increased very nicely. And then you have the people on the lower socioeconomic scale who are beset by high gas prices, increased food prices, and other basic expenditures that they just can't get around.
Gene, is it best to shop early for bargains? Because we know Black Friday is coming up, and that's our favorite shopping day of the season, and people get in line at 4 a.m. Mm. to get their bargains.
The shopping season, and this is true of the rest of the year, is kind of a cat and mouse game between the consumer and the retailer. The retailer wants you to buy early so that they can get full price for their goods. The consumer always has the decision, shall I buy it now, or let's hope for the after Christmas sales in which I can get a significant discount. And when you play this game, you're in a high risk position, okay? Both the retailer with inventory levels and with the consumer who wants to get the best prices possible, or is needs to get the best prices possible, considering what has happened with gas prices, what has happened with the mortgage situation, and other expenditures that they have to make. So it's hard to say. It's how you bet. If you look at the retail picture at this time as we're talking around, and we get a tepid Christmas, and assuming that the retailer's inventories are not at at an acceptable level, there should be a lot of bargains. However, if retailers have kept their inventories down and kept them lean, the bargains may not turn up, and you will lose out on that favorite product that you would hope to get at a significant discount. Evidently, I'm not going to get any significant discount on the muffins that I love. Okay.
Maybe just for listeners who might be unfamiliar with that Black Friday term, but that traditionally refers to that first Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's the day that theoretically retailers go from the red side of the ledger, or the loss side of the ledger, to the profitable side of the ledger. In other words, they work for practically the whole year or 11 months in order to get to the profitability side of the ledger.
So kind of an ominous term, but it's actually a positive term for retailers.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to the old accounting processes where you put your losses in red ink and your profits in black ink. So it goes back that far.
Do you find that people are pacing their budgets and they'll make some purchases like in September or November, or is it everything last minute? What are people doing with the economy being the way it is? How are they still being able to get gifts this Christmas for people they care about?
Well, they may have to buy lower price gifts, or they might have to give homemade gifts of some sort. So it again depends upon where you sit in the socioeconomic scale. If you are affluent, the economy really doesn't bother you very much. On the other hand, if you are a tradesperson who has to use his or her truck to get around the community, gasoline at over $3 a gallon is a big hit on the budget. So, again, we live in a two-level society and have been living in a two-level economic society for many years, and it depends where you sit on that particular scale.
Okay, according to the current Gallup poll, it's anticipated that most people spend about $909 on Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. Is this pretty much on target?
Well, that poll is a projection of what they plan to do. And we know from consumer behavior, there's often a big gap between what you plan to do and what you actually do. So we won't know until the numbers come in. Actually, we won't know until January, and when the same store sales come in to take a look at how specific stores did last year versus this year. It's all open for speculation at this time. And that's an anticipation situation, which may change by the time we get to the end of the season.
We have to ask this question: what's hot? What's not this season?
There doesn't seem to be anything outstanding in this season, either in children's toys or in electronics, which have been hot in the past years. We're not seeing anything equivalent to the iPods of last year, or I think the DVDs 2 or 3 years ago. They were items that everybody had to have and were standing in line to get, and there was a shortage of supply. We're just not seeing anything at this point. In each category, there are things that appear to be hot, but nothing outstanding, nothing that all the journalists are writing about. There are specials coming out on Black Friday. For example, Walmart is going to sell a 14-inch LCD screen for $348 as a Black Friday special, and we'll have other specials. They will probably be limited in terms of the supply of them in each store. So if you're after something of that type, you'll be lining up the night before or at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
And speaking of Walmart, they have an interesting new strategy this year, don't they?
Yes, they are keeping their specials a deep, dark secret. This one that I just gave you has somehow leaked out. But again, they're also going to announce what those specials are going to be on November 19th, which is just about a full week before the Black Friday date. So there's a lot of hype. It's sort of like, you might kiddingly say, an economic striptease that's taking place with the retailers this year.
So it just gets earlier and earlier.
Yeah,
though,
it gets earlier and earlier. Mm-hmm. You have to really get a feel. You have to listen to what they're saying starting in August. And if they're down in August, if they're pessimistic in August, it's a signal that things might not be too good for the season.
Gene, what non-traditional gifts can you give to people who have everything?
Well, you have the relative who has hit it well, and there are a number of things that you can do for that particular person, or it might be a whole family. One is make a donation to a charity in their names. Sometimes a modest donation to charity is very much appreciated by charities that serve the poor. Or you can offer them your personal service. If they have small children, give them a certificate for babysitting. Or if they want a night out, you might say, we'll cover you on 5 nights out during the years. Or you can do the memory thing. You can take photographs or reproduce photographs at a very moderate cost. Or you can make a VCR related to some of the positive memories that you have. Or you can also maybe bring together old friends on a surprise basis in an informal evening to get the people together that they haven't seen. So there are a lot of personal things that can be done that don't cost anything or don't cost a great deal of money that you can substitute for the Christmas gift.
Okay, maybe just to wrap things up and getting back to the economy a little bit. Have you ever seen an economy like this? It seems like it's such a dichotomy where the economy is actually growing. I think third quarter was up 3.9%. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about, the stock market's doing well, and yet we have these high gas prices. Milk and eggs cost more. So just what's going on in the economy?
It's an unusually complex economy that we're facing right now, because we not only face the issues in the United States, but we face international issues. For instance, China and the lead and toy issue that we're facing, which can affect consumer perceptions and consumer buying. So there are many more things working than we've ever seen before, and how they all come out, we'll know probably at the end of the year. But we have to wait to find out what reality has been developed.
Well, Gene Fram, thank you very much for coming to Studio 86 and talking to us about the holiday shopping season already. It's hard to believe that it's here already once again.
Yes.
And Gene, I think Marcia joins me in hoping that you find many Wegmans muffins in your Christmas stocking on Christmas morning.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, but at $1.25, I'm not sure I can afford it.
We know what to get Gene for Christmas.
Exactly. No coal in his stocking.
Well, thanks for coming in. Marcia Morphy as well. Thanks for coming into Studio 86.
You're welcome.
Tune in next time for another in-depth discussion from Studio 86. Studio 86 is recorded live in Building 86 on the RIT campus and is produced by RIT University News Services.